You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. If you have tuned in on Sunday between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific Time, she's available to answer your specific question live on her program. To speak with Mona, please unblock your phone number, focus on your question, and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Mona does her best to get to as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Since 2002, Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for both iPhone and Android. Just $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Find out more by going to mona.vegas. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View, with your personal intuitive, Mona Van Joseph.
Hello, and happy 4th of July weekend, and happy birthday to my friend Paul, and my friend Tom, and all the other people that are celebrating birthdays today on July 2nd. We've had some weird internet issues, weird little gremlins in the atmospheric continuum, but today's program is a regular program. It's an hour long. We're good to go. And all of you that are holding on the phone right now, if you actually want to get on to ask me a question, are going to be able to get on to ask me a question, which is wicked cool. And remember, I do also private sessions for you. If you're ever interested in that, make sure that you say that you heard me on Blog Talk Radio or WRock Radio or any other stations that my program happens to broadcast. Just let me know, because then you get a special radio program discount. So I've got somebody here from the, let me go right to my callers here. I got somebody here from the 719 area code. Hello, 719. Who's this?
This is Brooke from Kingman, Arizona. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh, sure. What's your question?
It's a pretty emotional question, but if I don't give you a couple of seconds of background, no one will really get the gist.
Okay.
My ex-wife's grandfather was named Henry, and he lived a full life. He was 92 when he died, and he passed away in 1949. On his deathbed, he told the person that was eventually going to be my stepfather that he and three other blokes robbed a stagecoach back in the 1890s and ditched the gold, wandered into town, and got caught and sent to prison. They were identified by their horses. The other three guys died in prison. Yeah. Great story.
Oh, my God, this reminds me. What's the story with Billy Crystal? What was that story? City Slickers. Okay, go ahead. City Slickers. Have you ever seen it?
Yes, I have. It's hilarious. Okay. The story got passed on to my father-in-law, who he himself has passed on now. And we've gone out and looked for it a couple of times, and it's been a fun pastime. And now I come to my question, and I guess I should take this opportunity to ask you, do you think this story is actually real and there's gold still out there to be found, or am I just chasing around in circles?
Okay, so first of all, this would make an incredibly great movie.
I've been out there five times looking around, and
this would make an incredible movie. It would.
I have documented that Henry was actually an acquaintance of Butch Cassidy back in the day. So there is some connection or modus that he was not a very good guy at one point in his life.
The reason I almost want you to listen to, when my husband and I travel, we listen to books on CD all the time, and the heirs of Michael Crichton are releasing some of his works after he's passed, because he passed, you know, a few years ago. But they just released a book called Dragon Teeth by Michael Crichton, and it reminds me of what's going on with you. And though the people in this story are looking for dinosaur bones, it is sort of a similar Old West kind of story. So the very first thing I want to tell you is that no matter what, Brooke, this can inspire you to write a screenplay. And I wouldn't write it as a book. I would write it immediately as a screenplay, and I would think about the actor that would play you. So if you're kind of the George Clooney type, it might be George Clooney.
Mm.
If you're the Nicolas Cage type, it might be Nicolas Cage. If you're the Ryan Reynolds type, it might be Ryan Reynolds. But you look, you think of an actor that could play you, and you write the screenplay. Because I do think
I do think that there's
gold in them there hills.
Okay. Well, let me then present to you the emotional aspect to the question and the reason that I'm calling. I cannot find it based on the story alone. I think I've gotten close. And I'm a spiritual person, and I, you know, kind of believe some of the things that you, I think you believe. So I've started going after it with a pendulum and maps and Google Earth. 6 months ago, I met a friend, also spiritual. We got very close. I very much enjoy this person. And he finally tells me that he can do remote viewing, and I invite him into the project. And we spent 3 weeks on phone calls, emailing every day, and we're getting very close. I know that we're within about a quarter mile of each other's target point. And suddenly, in the last 2 weeks, he doesn't answer my calls. And I've gotten 2 one-sentence emails from him that he's on to something else. And I am wondering if I'm wallowing in my own fear and ego, or if he's figured out where it is and gone behind my back. That's my question.
Oh, no, I don't think so. Because here's the cards I'm getting, is that there was somebody else here that I was going to warn you about that wasn't into a total commitment with you with this. So here's the thing, that the biggest message that I'm getting in your cards is because you have 3 cards that talk about following your heart because you have no other choice, a big leap of trust, and allowing the angels to guide you. What's funny is that there was a situation that I was a little worried about, but as soon as you actually revealed it, that gives me the opportunity to give you greater clarity. This guy was only in it for the he was going for the sort of one and done. He was looking, and I actually think it is not that he remotely found it. I think it's because he can't.
No, that could be. That could be.
So here's
well,
the thing.
Wait.
Let me finish. Because what it's saying here is that you've got this card that talks about you were really hanging on him creating the new beginning for you, and I'm telling you, he's not the new beginning for you.
Okay.
It's not him that helps you. It's you that helps you. So instead of going into using your pendulum and Google Maps and all that, I would rather you get very good at lucid dreaming.
Okay.
L-U-C-I-D, lucid dreaming.
Yeah, I know what it is.
Now,
I know what it is.
What you're gonna do is you're gonna call in the old relative, and you're going to have a dialogue with him, and you're gonna ask him in lucid dreaming where it is. Because
that
I'm telling
great.
You. Okay. Because here's the thing: is that You've got to learn to really calm yourself down because you're so anxious. But I think the gold is in 2 places. I think the gold is actually physically where it is. But I also think that the story is your other gold mine. The screenplay, the story. That's the other.
Great.
I think there's 2 messages of gold here. I think there's a third. I don't know what that is yet, but there's something happening in threes connected with this issue for you. The first is the real gold, which I think it is still out there in them there hills, all right? The second thing is that the story itself is worth
gold.
Screenplay.
Yes.
Exactly. And there's a third thing, and I don't know what the third thing is yet. The third thing could be that you get incredibly adept at lucid dreaming and that your career your career moving forward might be to actually connect 2 spirits together in your lucid dreaming state and give them the messages that they need to have from one another. See, here's the thing I'm just telling you that, and by the way, when I heard your voice, had all this stuff coming to me that's kind of beyond your main question of, is there really gold, and did this guy screw me, and is he after the gold for himself? No, I actually think the guy doesn't know where the gold is, because if he really was going to steal it from you, he'd still be nice to you.
Very good. That's
okay,
true.
So think about it. All right, but you have three pieces of gold here. The first is the actual gold. The second is the screenplay.
Mm-hmm.
And the third is some skill you develop as a result of this quest.
Okay.
All right, Brooke. Awesome talking to you.
Fantastic.
Okay,
fantastic.
See you later.
Thank you so much.
Okay,
bye.
All right, you guys. I'm going to go to area code. Hold on. There was somebody else who sweetly emailed me about being on my radio program, but I don't see them. So I'm going to go to area code 860. Hello, 860.
Hello?
Who's this?
Hi, it's Alma. How are you?
Okay, say your name again because you just broke up.
It is Amla.
Amla, what's your question?
Hi, I was wondering if you see somebody quality partnership coming in for me, a new person, or, yeah, what do you see?
All right, hold on. Let me turn the cards over for you.
Sure.
All right. Amla. Okay. Well, there is actually two guys, and
okay.
I like them both. One guy is seriously, I like them both. One guy's got the sexual energy though that makes you want to rip your blouse off, who I really like, and I really want you with both of these guys to hold back that way. Just to hold back, because the other thing is it's saying here. You've got this, you've got two guys. The one guy is got dark hair and dark eyes, and he spends a lot of time outdoors, all right? He's athletic, all right? The other guy, light hair, light eyes, so brown hair, blue, green eyes. And the thing is that what I like about both guys is that the first guy kind of has that confidence that he knows he's all that and very sexually attractive. He just knows it. And you've got to not tap into that energy with him. Just don't do it. Okay.
Okay.
Matter of fact, you gotta concentrate on that. I want to make sure I like you before I whip my blouse off for you. I mean, you really gotta. Okay. No poking. No poking.
Yeah.
All right. That guy, because he's so used to girls throwing themselves at him because he's cute, and if you don't do that, it's gonna fascinate the crap out of him. All right.
Okay.
That's the first guy. Dark hair, dark eyes. The second guy, light hair, light eyes, makes it very clear he's interested in you almost from the beginning. And what's unusual is that this is not a guy that reacts to women that way. He's matter of fact, sometimes kind of shy. But there's something about this one that he it's funny because I'm trying to say it in such a way. Okay, so let's say I'm just giving you a scenario. So let's say you walk into the library and there's all these computer geeks in the library. I'm just going to say that. And one guy notices you. And his normal MO wouldn't be to come up and talk to you. But there's something compelling about him or about you to him that he comes up and talks to you. And you don't even know this. You think this is his normal behavior, that, you know, he approaches people all the time. And what I'm getting here is that it is unusual for him. You see?
Okay. Yes.
All I'm trying to tell you is you've got two guys here that could be great partners for you.
Yes.
Now, I'll tell you how you meet them. Something connected through work.
Okay.
So what do you do for work?
I'm a speaker, and I'm always out in public talking to people.
So you do public speaking, like in front of large audiences?
Yep. Mhm.
That's wicked cool. Okay.
Yeah.
So here's what I want. It's connected through work. Here's what I want you to do. I actually want you to focus on the men in your audience that have those two descriptions: brown hair, blue eyes, blue green eyes. And dark hair, dark eyes, very athletic looking, incredibly sexy. I mean, seriously, the first guy is he's so used to women throwing themselves at him that it's normal, right? But you don't do that. You actually with all the men in your audience, I want you to speak to all of them as though you're speaking to their heart, even though you're talking about a product or a situation or, you know, motivating them or whatever you're doing. The thing is that then you wait for them to approach you after your speech.
Right, right. That's what I usually do anyway. I'm just wondering, when do you see what month I meet these people?
Actually, when? It's saying that here's the when. The when is when you give yourself permission.
Okay.
The when is when you finally say, I've decided to not be afraid of love.
Okay, got it.
This is because the card representing you in this reading is a card that talks about a woman receiving her blessings from the universe. So this is in all areas. This is not about you chasing anything. It's about you receiving. And the funny thing is that you know, you have this tendency to meet a guy, sum him up in about 30 seconds, and shut him down. And I want to tell you that that's the thing you got to stop doing.
Okay.
So every day when you wake up, you fill your heart with love and you say, you know, Lord, I am open to attracting my companion of choice.
Okay.
My heart is ready for my companion of choice. That's exactly how you say it out there to the universe. And you don't have to sleep with anybody. You don't even have to go to lunch with anybody. You just are open. And when you talk to any guy that wants to talk to you after your speech, here's the big secret I'm going to give you specifically, is that when you look at a guy and he's talking to you, I want you to completely clear your mind and concentrate on that guy, even if he's not the most attractive. I still want you to practice this. So I want you to open the space between your eyebrows, as though this is a true spiritual connection and that this person has a message for you.
Okay. All right.
Now, when you start doing that with more people, people are going to go, wow, there's something about this woman. I don't know what it is, but I just feel normal when I'm around her.
Yeah.
I feel accepted when I'm around her. She listens to me, okay?
Right.
Because here's the thing. This is not about you proving anything. You've already proved it. You got nothing to prove, girl. Nothing. You're perfect, right?
Yeah.
But when you talk to any man, I want you to imagine that the space between your eyebrows is totally open.
Okay.
And matter of fact, just by imagining that, it should relax your whole body.
I already feel it. I'm very sensitive. Yeah.
So the thing is that the reason it hasn't happened yet is because you haven't given it permission to happen.
Okay. All right.
But there's going to be a choice of two guys, and I like them both. I like them both for different reasons. I like the geeky guy because he's kind of a homebody, and which is not a bad thing. He's just the other guy. Women throw themselves at him. And you've got to deal with the fact that he's always sort of fighting off women because he's that attractive.
So is it his personality or is he just attractive?
He's got the whole package going, girl. I mean, when I say the whole package, I mean the whole package. Everything. I mean, mind, body, spirit stuff, everything. And the funny thing is that when this guy takes your hand, it's going to feel like an electric charge. It's going to feel like love at first sight, but do not buy into that, because that's why women throw themselves at him. I don't know if you know him already.
He sounds like this person I know. Oh, God. Yeah. All right. I know what you're talking about, though. All right. Keep cool.
Okay. All right. Yes. Stay cool.
Yep.
All right, girl. See you later.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, you guys, I'll be right back.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything. What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of 2 regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
All right, I'm going to go to area code 212. Hello, 212. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Mary.
Hi, Mary. What's your question?
My question has to do with my career. So about 3 months ago, I started a new job, and things are going along quite well, although very busy. It's just that it's a transitional period at work, and things have been changing, I would say, to a certain degree for the worse.
Oh, yeah,
I can't stand
where you are.
Hmm?
I can't stand where you are. Okay, here's the thing. Here's you, this amazing, incredibly talented professional. That's how you're coming up. And you've been put into an incredibly unfair environment.
Yes.
It's what's so funny is they bring you in to act like a miracle worker, and you're realizing that everybody around you that is supposed to help you create these miracles is digging in their heels. So when you said this is a transition, they're in transition, I took that as it's transition for you. And what I'm getting here is this sort of burning away of what's important to you in the month of July to get to what you really want. Because it ain't this job. Now, it could be that you have a sit down with them and say, so when I took on this position, I really thought things were going to go in this direction. And I have made every effort based on my professionalism, experience, education, and energy to have it go in the direction that you want. But I don't see participation from the parties involved to make that happen. And the funny thing is you can't tell them to participate. It's got to come either from themselves or somebody higher than you. So what you have is a bunch of stubborn people not wanting to change.
Yeah, I just recently had a conversation with my direct supervisor. She's a senior vice president, and she, I think, relayed what I had to say to the president. And she wants to continue our conversation after she gets back from vacation. So I basically told her that in a very subtle way, that I didn't think that the situation that I'm in is fair.
Oh, no, it's totally not. And here's the funny thing is that instead of you taking it personally, like, you know, the universe is beating you up, I don't want you to look at it that way. I want you to look at it like, oh, I have evolved enough to realize that this might not be a good fit for me.
Yes, and you know what's funny?
Go ahead.
My direct supervisor even said that.
She
said this is not a good fit, you know. And it's not because she doesn't think that I'm wonderful. It's more like this job, for what it is that she would like to
have
it, is probably a little bit too small for me.
Okay, so here's my question to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because what I'm getting here is you have two cards here that talk about the next step has to be aligned with your potential, whatever your next step is. What's interesting is that the next step is not as hard as you think it is. So what I would do is you continue the dialogue when your supervisor gets back and you say, you know, while you've been gone, I've been, you know, I've still been doing my amazing work. You don't say it that way. It sounds egotistical, but I've still been chugging along. But, you know, as I'm looking at the way this organization is set up, I think I would be a better fit. The better seat on the bus for me would be blah, 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 whatever that is. All right. Now, if they don't want you to go in that department or go in that direction, then what you do while she's on vacation is you look for another job. You have your plan B. And because you're worth more working than you are when you're not working. And you're not going to up and quit. But what it's saying here is that in the next 5 weeks, you could actually find another job that is way happier than where you are now. Because what I'm seeing here is that it feels like, do you remember the old fable, the old myth about Sisyphus and the rock?
Oh, yes.
Okay, that's you. You keep pushing that rock almost to up so it goes over the edge of the ditch. And just when you think you're making progress, the rock rolls back. That's you. That's you. You and you're Sisyphus right now. So what I'm getting here is that you have to come to a point of awareness, not in a bad way, just in a realization of the truth way, and that you may look at all of the people around you, which is my favorite way to look at people that are challenging, is that maybe they're simply your angels of change. That maybe the universe has put them in your path specifically so that you either find a place where this job you can kind of plug in the right place with your skills, or you unplug and you find another place to plug into. But you don't do it in a big dramatic way. The fact that you had the guts to go to your supervisor and say, you know, something's not working here. It seems as though I'm taking care of everybody else's business and I'm actually not getting ahead.
Yes, and so I feel like Cinderella.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm getting here. And I'm telling you, it's like somebody that could make I'm trying to think of a difficult cooking thing, like someone who can make mayonnaise from scratch, someone that can can jelly and preservatives, someone that can make Chateaubriand, somebody that in other words, it's like a gourmet cook. You're being told as a gourmet cook to now just do those break apart baking cookies and put them in the oven.
Yeah.
So here's you with all these skills, and they're telling you, well, just throw these cookies in the oven. We don't care that you can make the best cookies from scratch. Just throw these cookies in the oven. We don't care. And what I'm getting here is that it's almost as if the forces around you, the people around you, have put you into, oh, well, we'll let Mary take care of that.
Yeah, because she's
so,
a good soldier.
Because she's a team player, and she's new. So what you do is that the way I would handle that very specifically is if somebody comes to you and says, hey, Mary, I need you to do this for me. And you have been up till now doing it for, let's say the guy's name's Bill. So Bill comes to you and says, hey, Mary, I need you to do this for me. And usually you would say, oh, okay, I'll do it. But now what I want you to say is, oh, no, no, you know, while my boss is on vacation, I'm on a really heavy project for her right now. So if you still need this done, you're going to have to clear it with her when you get back, when she gets back.
Mm.
So what you do is you defer all this extra stuff being dumped on you to the fact that you're working on a special project for your boss. And that, unfortunately, you wouldn't be able to get that done for them. Now, they won't go to your boss and say, Mary won't do this for me. But then when your boss comes back, say, you know, one of the things that I have found as a challenge is that people keep thinking I'm going to clean up their mess or do their work for them. And, you know, because I'm kind of new and I want to be a team player, now I'm feeling a little taken advantage of. You could say that. But I don't think you have to. I think what's going to happen is that now that you've come up with this realization that this is not the best fit for you, I think you're going to start looking on the internet as soon as we hang up for another opportunity.
Yeah, I guess what my concern is that I've only been at this organization for 3 months, and so what are the potential employers going to say when they ask?
Oh, what you say is, no, sweetie, they're not going to check. So what you say is, well, the agreement was that I was going to be there somewhere between 3 and 4 months to do a project for them, and I've completed the project, so I'm ready to move to the next thing. It's not a lie. Your project was, you don't like the place. You're not lying. Because here's the thing, is that when you take a step forward and they go, well, how come you're looking now? You've only been there 3 months. Well, you know, I went in with the idea that there was a project they needed done, so I've finished the project, and now I'm ready for my next adventure and my next challenge. And, you know, they were going to assign me another project, but I'm thinking, I saw your job, and I went, oh, wow, well, the timing on this couldn't be even better.
Hmm.
Girl, you can work it. I got to go. Thanks for calling.
All right, thank
you. See you later. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 229 area code. Hello, 229. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Melvin.
Hi, Melvin. I haven't heard from you in a really long time.
Yes, ma'am. Haven't been feeling too well. That's what I call the see what you see going on with my health. I just got out of the hospital on Thursday of this week.
Wow.
And, yes, ma'am.
Well, okay. So what I'm getting here, did your physicians advise you to start paying better attention to your diet?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, because what I'm getting here, and by the way, my advice does not replace a physician, but
right.
What I'm getting here for you is two things. The first is it's an emotional healing that you need to go through. So there may be a support group or something. There's an emotional healing that needs to happen here. And the second thing is a physical healing. And the physical healing is that I would highly recommend that you look on the internet for something called an alkaline diet. Okay? Okay, and that, because that's mostly, it's mostly distilled water or very heavy alkaline, high alkaline water, very lean protein, high quality protein, and mostly vegetables. And that you, in other words, those, they're the only things that you take into your body are those three things. And then down the road, you can add certain fruits like berries and apples, but no heavy fruits like pineapple or bananas that's very loaded in sugar, okay? Because the biggest thing I'm getting for you, Melvin, you got to cut out the starchy carbs and the sugar.
Yeah.
Because your body can't handle it.
Yeah. They,
okay.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you
go ahead. They said something about, you know, something with my kidneys. Because I'm like constipated and kind of bloated a little, son.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard for me to use the restroom, but I'm using it. But it's very hard, you know.
Okay, so here's the thing, is that I would highly recommend that you find a support group for whatever your condition. There's a support group out there. It could even be something as simple as you going to Weight Watchers, right?
Yeah.
But here's the thing, is the biggest thing that out of everything you're talking about, Melvin, the biggest thing I'm worried about you is how much time you spend alone.
Yeah. Wow.
That's the thing
I am.
Okay. So I would love it if you joined Weight Watchers, because when you join Weight Watchers and you say, you know, I have to pay attention to what I'm taking into my body. And yeah. Weight Watchers is all about losing weight in a very healthy way. But the more important thing with that is that it makes you go to a group at least once a week where you're with a lot of people that are dealing with a lot of the same things you are.
Okay.
Because I'm more – go ahead.
I'm sorry. Yeah, because I do work, but I got hurt in my job, and I do work at Walmart, and I'm a greeter at the door, and I'm not going out walking like I used to. I used to walk like 3-4 miles every other day, and now for the last year, I have not been able to walk because of my left knee, my lower back, and my left arm.
Okay. So Melvin, I can't spend a lot of time on your call. There are three things I need to tell you. I want you to join some sort of weight loss group like Weight Watchers, all right? The second thing is I do want you to find some form of exercise, but what I'm suggesting is something in the water so that you don't have to worry about your joint pain or anything like that. And then the third thing is that you've got to cut out the carbs and the sugar out of your diet so that your body has what it needs to heal itself.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Thank you for calling, Melvin. Awesome to talk to you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
All right. See you later. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Got somebody here from the – hold on. I'm still looking to see – oh, I guess she's not going to call in. It's so funny. I had somebody send me the nicest email about being on the air today, and I don't see her number anyway. Okay, so I'm going to go to area code 216. Hello, 216. Who's this? Hello, 216. Okay, I'm going to put you back on hold. I'm going to go to my next caller. All right, I'm going to go to area code 678. Hello, 678. Who's this?
This is Sandy. How are you?
Oh, hi, Sandy. What's your question?
My question is... I'm getting ready to go through some legal issues, and am I going to have any real problems with my brother?
Wait a minute. Before I even turn cards over, my immediate gut reaction to that was yes. So let me see what my cards are saying here. Yeah, your brother. Okay. The only way that you're going to be able to deal with your brother is by laying things out in an incredibly fair way, all right? The thing that he's going to be annoyed about is that this wasn't his idea. He's a bit of a control freak, Sandy.
Mm-hmm.
So what it's saying here is that you've got somebody working with you that is smarter than he is. And that would be the person that I would lay things out with. So that might be your attorney.
Yeah, it is.
So what it says here is that you don't get into a way I'm phrasing this. Don't get into a pissing match with your brother. I'll let your attorney do it for you.
Yeah.
Just because it's too emotional for you. You know, sometimes you kind of cave when you're around your brother, and I don't want you to do that. So. But what it's saying here is, does this get to a resolve that is comfortable and beneficial to you? This says yes. And the thing is that the more you rely on the expert, in this case, that would be your attorney, the better. Now, every day until you actually get to the point of signing official papers or finally finishing this or going to court or whatever you need to do, every day when you wake up, I want you to fill your heart with love. Imagine that your heart is filling with love and saying to the universe, I am open to the best possible conclusion and solution for the benefit of all concerned.
Okay.
Because what it's saying here is that you've done everything you need to do. This is not about you being a giver. It's about you being a receiver right now. And the big block to you receiving is your brother.
Yeah.
So you let your attorney handle that.
Wait. Okay. Now, is my brother going to sue me?
Here's the thing. It's funny. I don't see that your brother, he's coming up reversed, which means he might be initially pissed off, but when he realizes how much it would cost him to sue you, it wouldn't be worth it.
Okay.
But this is the first time you've actually, it's almost like you've waited your, it's almost like it's taken your whole lifetime to sort of stand up to him.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, that the smartest thing people can do when they can't do it themselves is to work with somebody that can do it for them.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what I'm seeing here.
Yeah, and what I have done is I've given him all the timeline of what's happened and proof of, and the lawyer.
Yeah.
And my brother tried to sell my dad's house. That it was an income,
right?
And I caught on to it just in the nick of time, and my lawyer sent emails over to them, and he's going to subpoena the contract. My sister-in-law works for the firm that was going to sell the house, and my thought is probably there was a buyer dealing with that same brokerage.
Right.
And that I know that Dad's house will sell for more than, by $10,000.
Here's the thing. The fact that your brother was sneaky and tried to sell the house out from under you guys, when the profit of that house is supposed to be split between the two of you, right?
Well, it's not even, it's Dad's money until he dies. You know?
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. My apologies. I thought that your father had already passed.
No.
My father,
I'm doing the guardianship conservatorship.
Got it. Okay.
And,
all right. Now I remember you. Okay, so here's what I'm
yeah.
trying to tell you, is that your brother tried to pull a sneaky fast one here. And the fact that
several.
You caught him by his short hairs. And
yeah.
the thing is that this is the best thing that could happen, is the fact that
yep.
he really showed his true colors. And I'm telling you, your attorney is going to actually enjoy working with you on this.
Yeah, he seems like a good guy.
Yeah, well, he's awesome. As a matter of fact, one of the things that I would do once this sale actually stops, and of course I don't care if the house sells or not. I mean,
the sale stopped.
Yeah, I know. But if you wanted to sell the house, it doesn't matter to me if you want to sell the house. But if you want
yeah.
to sell the house, you do it on your terms.
Yeah.
Not in this, like, sneaky, underhanded, backside way, which, by the way, is, I can't remember, what would be the word for that? Would that be fraud? Would that be
the thing is,
embezzlement? What is that?
Financial exploitation of an elder.
Ah,
because
there you
go. I mean, if you have somebody sign a contract and they're not capable of understanding,
right?
And the thing is you say sign here, sign here, sign here,
right? And they just do it, right?
And the thing is I tried to tell the lady my dad's not supposed to be making financial decisions. I am his power of attorney. Here are
right.
the papers showing that my brother is not the successor trustee. He's misrepresented himself. They know that
You know, your brother could get in a lot of trouble for this, not just because he tried to pull this, but he could get in a lot of trouble professionally this way.
Yeah. Well,
and so,
Margaret,
so what's your question
my
for
sister
me?
Sister could. Huh?
All right, sweetie, what's your question for me?
My question is, will my brother get in trouble for this?
Oh, yes. He's not going to sue
you,
though, because he does. First of all, I don't think he's going to sue you. And I would get to a point right now where you don't care how he reacts. Because what you're doing is the right thing, which is bigger than him.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I'm doing the right thing. I've been taking care of Dad. I was taking care of Mom while she is still alive.
Yeah.
And all he's been doing is pounding Dad about money. You know?
Yeah, and that's why I know he's not going to sue you, because he doesn't have the resources to do it, for starters. He's not very good with money for a second part of it. And what I'm trying to tell you here is that the fact that he would do something so sneaky says to me that he's just basically revealed his true colors to you. And further, if there is any way at all that your attorney can drop some sort of paperwork wherever your dad's accounts are, that pretty much says this person does not have access to your dad's estate or finances, that if there could be a picture of him in a file somewhere wherever his money's kept, so he can't try it again. I don't know if that's possible. But I only have another quick second for you. Is there a quick question I can answer for you?
Do you see when my dad passes, him trying to sue me saying I'm handling the estate wrong?
No. Uh-uh. No. He has no power. No power here. You're the one with the power. Your attorney is setting up things in the right way, but there's something about this incident. There's something about this situation that needs to be filed somewhere officially. And I don't know what that is, okay? I don't know what that is. There's a reason why you're the power of attorney. There's a reason why there's a trust. There's a reason why you're managing it. There is no frickin' way that if he tried to sue you, he would win.
Okay.
So, all right, girl. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Fantastic. Love you.
Love you too, baby. Bye.
Bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 212. Let me see if I can get 212 on there. Hello, 212. Who's this?
Hello. Hi. This is Bryn, Bryn. Bryn.
Hi, Bryn.
Calling.
What's your question?
Hi there. Well, I don't know if you can help me on this. It's a recurring theme of a dream that I keep getting, and it's a very frustrating dream, and I want to see if you can help me interpret it. So it goes like this. I'm maybe traveling somewhere, and I have a briefcase with me, and I put the briefcase down, and then I have to get to the bus or train, and then all of a sudden the briefcase is gone, and I try looking for it, and I can't find it, and then I miss the bus, and this happens in many different themes where I'm losing something or I miss a destination I'm trying to get to because I've lost something all of a sudden.
Here's what I'm immediately getting about this, and I want to make sure that I tackle it with you.
Yes.
Okay,
sure.
So here's the thing. One of the things that I know about you is how smart you are. And when you focus on one thing at a time, you're genius, you're brilliant, all right?
Okay.
The reason why I think that you keep thinking that you're going to lose the briefcase, and I'm actually thinking that let's call the briefcase your sense of you or your essence or that it's the sense of you. It's important to you, all right?
Okay.
So when you set the briefcase down, it means that you're kind of allowing the openness of new impressions coming to you. And then you find that for the new impressions to come to you, that you lose yourself, which is what you're afraid of.
Oh, interesting.
Right? Okay. Yeah. Now, one of the things that I want you to do, because what I'm getting here is a bigger picture, is the bigger picture is that you have all these people here that are willing to help you. So when the dream happens and you're aware the dream is happening again, I want you, that's part of, I don't know if you were listening at the beginning of the program, but there was a gentleman I was talking to at the beginning of the program about lucid dreaming, Okay, it is, it's where you become aware in your dreaming state.
Okay.
Now, here's a funny thing, is that if you can change the dream in your dreaming state, so instead of setting the briefcase down, maybe you set the briefcase down and you open it.
Okay.
And see what happens. Because what I'm getting is that my whole meaning of your dream is that
yeah.
you have to let go of some aspect of yourself to move forward. And that the fact that you missed the bus or the train or whatever it is you were supposed to catch, it is that you losing the briefcase to distract yourself to chase the past or chase a past version of you and that you missed the bus,
right.
It's saying stop chasing the past.
Because
you're never really going to lose yourself. It's like when people say to me, I really have to hold on to this. I really have to keep this. I usually say, well, that's usually something stuck in the past.
Right.
So the next time you catch the bus anyway, so you change the dream. So you either open the briefcase when you set it down, and just because I'm actually putting that thought in your mind so that when the dream happens again, before you set the briefcase down, you open it.
Okay.
Or you set the briefcase down and you don't look for the briefcase. You jump on the train or the bus or whatever anyway.
Whatever it is, yeah.
Because what it's saying here is that personally what I think is going on with you is that you've done things the hard way most of your life. And because you've done things the hard way most of your life, you feel like it's supposed to be hard moving forward. Well, what I'm getting for you, Bryn, is that you've actually already earned the right to kind of relax into your potential instead of chasing it.
Okay.
So missing the bus, that's okay.
Yeah.
But letting the briefcase go, that's okay too.
All right.
Because now let me look at I'm just going to tell you what your cards are saying. You're going into a period right now where you're going into what I call a blooming phase. And there's a woman here with dark hair and dark eyes that is either going to invite you to a new job or a new position in some way, or she's going to facilitate you going to kind of your next level. Then you have this card of you don't have to do it the hard way.
Okay.
You've already earned what you have, and so now it's time to look around you or maybe even reach out to people that owe you favors and see if there's a favor about to be returned. Because what I'm seeing is a big shift for you that comes through the idea of change. So it could be a change of job. It could be a change of relationship. It could be just a change of spiritual perspective. But there's a big change coming for you. And what it's saying here is you don't have to do it the hard way. Be willing to let go of what's not working for you anymore. Because people don't think about it. A briefcase is a very old-fashioned idea. Most people carry around what they want in a flash drive.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
So maybe the letting go of the briefcase is the letting go of what is no longer working for you.
Oh, I see.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the
call. Very interesting.
See you later.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye.
Bye.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the Professional and Privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona records this broadcast live each Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. The call-in number for the live recording of Psychic View is 347-850-1494. Follow Psychic View or The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mystic Mona on Facebook for special broadcasts and announcements. Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, is available for iPhone and Android. Only $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona's website is mona.vegas, or you can contact her by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift. What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.